For more now on the Livestrong charity and its future, I spoke with the foundation's CEO, Doug Ullman. I asked him how the decision was made for Lance Armstrong to step down as chairman of Livestrong's board.
Lance called me on Monday afternoon and reiterated what he had talked about previously, which was, you know, is there anything I can do to ensure that the foundation's mission is front and center without distraction? And he raised the potential of him stepping down as chairman, asked me what I thought, and it led to a series of conversations. But this was his decision and one that that he spent a lot of time thinking about.
He is still on the board, though. Why?
He's our founder. I mean, he's been the inspiration for our work for so many years. While he's taking a leave of absence from his role on the board, he will remain a member of the board.
And do you think there might be some benefit to not having him on the board anymore?
Quite frankly, as a cancer survivor and someone who came into contact with him years ago in the context of our own diagnoses, he brings that perspective. And I think that perspective is critical to our mission of serving people battling this disease.
Mr. Ullman, when Nike decided to drop its sponsorship of Lance Armstrong, it cited what it called seemingly insurmountable evidence that he participated in doping and that he misled the company, it said, for more than a decade. Doesn't that evidence also taint the Livestrong brand, which is so entwined with Lance Armstrong and his image?
Well, again, I mean, Lance's cancer experience, that day of diagnosis in October 2nd, 1996, and the work that he started very shortly after is incredibly meaningful to millions and millions of people. And the fact that he dealt with and experienced exactly what people each and every day in this country and around the world face when they are diagnosed with cancer is what's really important. And that authentic experience is what drives our navigation programs, our direct services, and our advocacy. And, you know, that's what we're going to continue to focus on.
How can you separate those two things, that authentic experience as a cancer survivor that you're talking about, and these allegations supported by lots and lots of evidence and testimony that he doped for many, many years?
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, as an organization that is solely focused on serving the needs of people with cancer, it's pretty easy to separate. Because for us, you know, our mission is not cycling. Our mission is not athletics. Our mission is helping remove the barriers for individuals when they're diagnosed, whether they be financial, psychosocial, physical, practical. And we've got a team of 100 dedicated professionals here who spend each and every day focused on making the world a better place for people with cancer. And, you know, ultimately, that's our mission. And we owe it to our supporters to stay totally focused on it.
You said that it's very easy to separate those two things. I want to ask you about something from an article, a long article that was written about Livestrong earlier this year in Outside Magazine by Bill Gifford, who spent time with you at the foundation. He wrote this: "The foundation is a major reason why sponsors are attracted to Armstrong, but the reverse is also true. Without Lance, Livestrong would be just another cancer charity scrapping for funds." He says the two of you were like conjoined twins, each depending on the other for survival. Is there some truth to that?
There's definitely truth to the fact that, you know, the brand is attractive to corporate partners, program partners, and other entities. And Lance's involvement in engaging those corporate partners has been critical to our success thus far. I mean, the fact that he was willing to approach Nike and other companies and ask them to get more involved with the foundation led to our ability to serve more people. So from that perspective, absolutely. But there are many companies and many partners out there who really, truly believe in the work that we're doing and continue to do so.
There are also a lot of people who have said, look, Lance Armstrong and his attorneys have used Livestrong in a cynical way. They've used this charitable work as a way to buffer him from the scandal and from these doping charges, to scrub his image. What would you say to that?
Yeah, I take issue with that. I've heard those arguments before, but you know, I have this unique window into Lance's commitment to the cause. From the day I got an email from him in 1997 after my own diagnosis to this day, from the day he started the foundation before he ever won a Tour de France race, I mean, I see every day the value and the time and the energy that he puts forth. And so that doesn't hold water with me, because the impact that he has had on millions and millions of people's lives is so, so paramount.
You said once that you had never asked Lance Armstrong about the doping charges. Is that still true?
Yeah, absolutely. Never have.
I'm curious about that, because you're the CEO of a multi-million dollar foundation, isn't it part of your responsibility to be concerned about that, to ask those questions?
My number one responsibility is to fulfill the mission that we espouse, and that's serving the needs of people with cancer. And it's never been something that has been important enough from our mission standpoint to ask about or to talk about.
How concerned are you, Doug, about both individual and corporate support for LiveStrong drying up?
Well, I will say that we are, continually humbled and grateful for the support of so many individuals. Hundreds of thousands of individuals every year who give of their time and their resources to make these programs and this foundation possible. And the LiveStrong brand, which was created from focus groups with cancer survivors many, many years ago, means a whole lot to a lot of people facing this disease and their families and loved ones. And that brand is, quite frankly, it is so much bigger than any one individual.
Doug Ullman, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Doug Ullman is the CEO of LiveStrong.